the Israelis can get away with such a practice against 7 human rights organizations, it means the whole Palestinian civil society would be so vulnerable and would be attacked. And this is would enable Israel to continue with their main project, the annexation that we are facing on a daily basis in the practices on the ground by the land confiscation, the house demolitions, the daily raids to the Palestinian cities, the attack on Gaza, on East Jerusalem. All these policies shows clearly that Israel is going to implement the annexation plan.
Welcome to This is Palestine. I'm Deanna Boutu. On August the 18th, in the early morning hours, the Israeli military raided the offices of several Palestinian civil society organizations, seizing their files, ransacking their offices, and welding the entrances to their offices shut. These organizations include Al-Haq, which is one of the oldest human rights organizations in the West Bank, the Defense for Children International, which provides legal assistance to kids arrested by Israel, Damir, which provides legal representation to Palestinian political prisoners, as well as organizations focused on agriculture, research, and women's rights. Since then, the Israeli security agency, the Shin Bet, has interrogated or called in for questioning representatives of the organizations who have refused to abide by the closure of their offices. Now, this isn't the first time that Israel has targeted these organizations. Back in October of 2021, Israel designated 6 of the groups as terrorist organizations under Israeli domestic anti-terror legislation and as unlawful associations, according to an Israeli military order. This is akin to the U.S. government shutting down the doors of the ACLU or the Center for Constitutional Rights just because they don't like what they do. The aim, of course, was to close these organizations down permanently and to press for European donors to stop funding these organizations. European donor countries have stated that Israel has failed to substantiate their charges. The CIA, after reviewing evidence provided by Israel, came to the same conclusion. Yet these attacks continue and have escalated. Now, just as Israel has attacked Palestinian political organizations and killed Palestinian leaders and activists, it has now turned its sights to attacking NGOs, as these remain the last forms of leadership in occupied Palestine. To learn more, I spoke with Sahar Francis, the general director of Ad-Damir. Sahar is a lawyer and activist who has spent her entire legal career working to defend Palestinian political prisoners.
Welcome to This is Palestine, Sahar. This is your second time joining us. I wish it was under better circumstances. I first want to ask you, how are you?
I'm fine so far. Thanks, Deanna, for hosting me for the second time. But exactly as you said, unfortunately, it's in a very bad timing after the raid last Thursday to them. Office of Ad-Damir and the other 6 Palestinian organizations. This is very bad situation. This is a serious attack against the human rights movement in Palestine and beyond Palestine.
And what happened to your particular office? I saw that there were pictures of the office being closed completely down. Was your office, did they go in? Did they steal documents? Did they destroy the office other than just close it down? What exactly happened to your office?
You know, this is not the first time to raid the office of Ad-Damir. This is maybe the 3rd or the 4th time. And the last time was in 2019 when they stole 7 computers, laptops, and cameras and files and missed the whole files inside the office. So this time, it seems they just raided into the office. I'm quite sure that they maybe installed some bugs or surveillance technologies and they compromised the server. We were lucky this time they didn't confiscated any of the equipments and they sealed the doors and hanged this military order forcing us to close the office permanently and declaring that the organization is illegal and should be shut down.
You know, they did the same thing in October of last year, and we saw that the reaction by the international community was that they said that obviously there was no evidence of any to meet any of the Israeli allegations. We even just saw the CIA come out with a similar statement. And as you know, the US has never been very critical of Israel's actions. So this was unprecedented. Why do you think that your organizations are being targeted? And what do you think the end goal is, Israel's end goal is with these attacks and these designations?
Exactly. As you said, Diana, it should be highlighted that the Israelis and the Israeli intelligence didn't submit sufficient information. The whole decision was relied on secret information, actually, that they claimed they submitted a summary or a dossier of this secret information, especially for the closed states like the United States and the Europeans. And of course, last July, the 10 European countries declared that this information, after months of deep investigation into this information, it wasn't sufficient to base the claim against the organizations. We were expecting that the Israelis will not easily back up from their designation decision of last year. And the raid came, especially after this statement by the European countries to continue supporting the organizations, because for the Israeli security, this is a huge failure that for the first time, maybe, that these friend countries don't take the information they submit seriously and they don't rely on it. And they tell the Israelis this information is not accurate. I think also the political discourse, what was happening in Gaza, the last attack on Gaza, the raids to the Palestinian cities on daily basis, the assassinations, and the election in the Israeli side, it's all a political context for this current government to try all the, to use all the force that they have in order to send a message for their internal public that we are controlling the situation and we can fight terrorism as all the previous governments. So it's also related to the personal election campaign of Gantz and Lapid, I assume. And this is why the international reaction should be different this time. It's not enough just to issue statement of solidarity and statement of condemnation for these violations, but there is a need for concrete actions in order to make Israel cancel and the decisions and the designation and to stop all these harassment and violations against the organizations and the individuals working in these organizations.
You know, Sahar, you mentioned individuals. I know that you've personally been affected. Do you mind sharing with us how you've been affected and what's happening with your colleagues?
You know, two of my colleagues in Al-Damir, they are still behind bars. One of them is Salah Hamouri under administrative detention after revoking his Jerusalem residency last year, a month after the designation. And our field researcher was just sentenced and he's supposed to be released within 1 month or so after 2 years of imprisonment. Other colleagues like Shawan Jabarin, the director of Al-Haq, was summoned several times. Tahrir was interrogated. Khalid Kuzmar as well from DCI was interrogated, basically to be threatened that you should be aware that these organizations were shut down. And if you go back to work in these organizations, you would be imprisoned, you would be harassed, your family would suffer. The same regular threat that they use against any Palestinian activist, actually. And we expect that it could end with real imprisonment for some of us, maybe, for maybe board members or General Assembly or employees in the organizations. It could end up with other measures that usually they use, like ban on travel, canceling permits, or affecting the process of family unification for some of the people that they apply for family unification, and so on. So there's different measures that they can actually use against us and harass us and intimidate and threaten.
How can people who are listening, people who are mostly in the United States, but around the world, how can we help? What can we do?
We should keep the pressure. It is very important that everyone that is active and interested in the Palestinian occupied territories issues should write to his diplomat, to his representative, in order to ask the countries to keep the pressure on the Israeli side. And on the ground, I believe the international organizations, with the local organizations, of course, and the diplomats should protect us physically by being present more in our offices, by hosting us as organizations to work from their offices, by offering creative solutions for the financial issue, because we believe that part of the attack would reach the banks, the accounts that we hold in the Palestinian local banks, and the Israeli occupation forces can raid the banks, can steal our money, and close our bank accounts. And this is should be dealt with the donors community, with the state level as well. So I think this time we are not supposed to allow for this to happen, because if this get away, the Israelis can get away with such a practice against 7 human rights organizations, it means the whole Palestinian civil society would be so vulnerable and would be attacked. And this is would enable Israel to continue with their main project, actually, the annexation that we are failing on day, we are facing on daily basis in the practices on the ground by the land confiscation, the house demolitions, the daily raids to the Palestinian cities, the attack on Gaza, on East Jerusalem. All these policies shows clearly that Israel is going to implement the annexation plan.
I have to say, Sahar, and I never say this, but I'm very worried for all of you. And the reason I'm worried is because having witnessed this over time, the attacks have been escalating to the point where they're now making it virtually impossible for you to do your job, where you're having to look for alternative space and look for alternative ways to actually carry out your work. Are you worried?
Of course, because as you said, Diana, it's really very worrying that if we think about all what Israel succeeded to do for us as a Palestinians all these decades, especially in the last couple of years after succeeding maybe in paralyzing the political, the different political parties with the current situation of the division, the civil society was the main actor in supporting the Palestinian people in the resilience in facing the daily violations. And this is why it's needed to silence us and to shut us down and to cause us to stop supporting, whether with the services on the daily services on the ground, on the essential issues like the health sector, the agriculture, the children, the women's rights, and so on. And in the same time to affect our work on the international level in the efforts that we are trying to seek accountability via the International Criminal Court or the UN different mechanisms and the discourse, the discussion over the war crimes and apartheid and the colonialist settler regime. All these are reasons why the civil society should be silenced. And this is why it's very essential that the international community see this reality and reach a point where they are convinced that it's not any more helpful just to issue statements and to declare positions and to do self-diplomacy. It is a time for actions, concrete actions, in order to make Israel to understand that they cannot get away with their serious violations for the human rights, for the international law, for the humanitarian law, and there is a price for all these crimes.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much, Sahar, for your time. I know you've been incredibly busy this week. I appreciate you taking the time and speaking with us. Please let us know if there's anything that we can do personally, collectively, beyond what you've already said. And I really hope to see you soon. And I do hope that the world wakes up, puts pressure on Israel to not only cancel these designations, but to allow us to finally be able to live in freedom and allow you to work freely. And I know ideally you would not want to see Damietta, because it would mean that there would not be any Palestinian political prisoners. So I hope that that day comes very soon. Thank you, Sahar, for your time.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you. And keeping the pressure would be the huge support. All this campaign that is going on since last Thursday, it's really very supportive, and this is what we need.